track side of the big gun. Speak for the first time since losing the WWE United Kingdom Championship at NXT TakeOver New York. What is going through the mind of the Bruiserweights? We'll find out on NXT UK tonight.
Smoking like this shit, the only job I got. Clouded every hour, smelling louder than your flower pot. Let it blaze, burning bushes, Yahweh done found the spot. Complex, godly, off the THC that sour got. Hit me in the chest like it showed me how that chopper pop. You ain't get it by now, I'm seeing my merry clown and your optional different strands of potency in the loud you got. Fuck the white girl, I'm to the moon if I found a rock. I'm on to you niggas who steadily slump, asking how high, and I ain't even tell you to jump. I'm veiling the funk, and I don't mean inhaling the skunk. We spreading these blunts the same size as elephant trunks. Already we up, watch this shit y'all subjectively touch. Silly niggas never stick to their objective enough. Expect to fire some.
Yeah. What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? You are now rocking with another episode of the Smoking Words Podcast. And today, you know what I mean? First of all, got a shout out to the sponsors and who we powered by. Powered by Sirens NYC, sponsored by Punchline Punch. Shouts to Matt Classics, shouts to Robbie, shouts to the whole team, especially because, you know what I mean, shit got crazy last week and I really felt like my team had my back. But we're gonna get into a little bit of that in the middle of the episode. Right now, I gotta announce somebody special who's been a part of the podcast community much longer than I have, who's come across a few podcasts that I've sponsored, specifically the whole phase.
Hell yeah.
You know what I mean?
Shout out to the whole phase.
Hey. Shouts to Sparkle Bailey in the building.
Hey, everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
How's everybody doing?
I suppose everybody's doing fine. Well, I know I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
I'm well. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate the invitation.
Thank you for coming.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? I'm just digging in the pool of, you know what I mean, podcasters, guests, different people I've come across, you know, in this industry. And, you know what I mean, everybody fuck with the drinks. Everybody fuck with the different podcasts that I've hopped on. So it's only right that, you know what I mean, I bring everything full circle.
Clearly, because it's Punch.
But we gonna get into that today.
Let's take time. We take our time.
I got the Lemonhead.
Okay.
Okay.
What is the other one? Was it Pink Walls?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm good on that one.
Pink Walls, actually. Why are you good on Pink Walls?
I'm so good on Pink Walls, I never have to try that.
Why are you
unless I'm good at home by myself?
Why, first of all, shit. You had Pink Walls before. Let's not get into that.
I probably did, but
you definitely did because at the last time you was out here, I did AK's event. Shouts to AK Explains It All.
Hey.
You know what I mean? I did AK's event with Punchline Punch, and you definitely had Pink Walls.
Well, I mean, it didn't have me. I'm trying to be nice. I'm trying to be, you know, like my Southern hospitality. My Southern. I don't want to be on the floor giving it to Jesus like that. I'm just trying to be cute with it. So let's sip and be cute.
On the floor giving it to Jesus
we
like
sip.
That.
In Houston, we sip. So I'm just gonna sip. I'm gonna be ladylike with it.
Yeah, take some. Sip.
We toasting. Yeah, I feel like everybody in New York. Let me tell you, everybody that I've met
in New York
has told me that. We have to look each other in the eye. And it's like these
to
rules.
To be honest.
It's these rules that if you don't follow the rules, then you're like going to be cursed forever
whatever.
Or some
to
shit.
To be honest, niggas just started doing that shit last year. Just like they started drinking Casamigos last year. I don't know what the hype is, but hey, we can look each other in the eye. Ain't
so.
Nothing.
I guess so. Look at me.
You know what I mean?
Okay. All right.
Make sure I see you.
This is good. This is strong. This is good.
Because I need it.
Shout out to Punchline Punch.
Mm-hmm.
Shit is delicious.
That's a fact. All right, so let's do it.
What we doing?
How we start these episodes is we got to dig in a lighter box.
Okay.
Don't look into the lighter box. Okay. You can only just dig in a tree.
All right, let's do it. Right. Let's do it. Let's see what happens.
See what happens.
I want to pick a blue one. Damn.
Damn. What kind is that? What do you got on it?
This is old school.
Old school? Why is it old school?
Clearly the cassette tape. Clearly.
It's cassette tape. Nice. Nice. Yeah. It's fine.
Yeah. Are we both using the same one or you got your
own? Nah, I got some other shit. It say, is this 23 twice? Sidebar. If I don't know what lighter is in here, chances are somebody left that shit. Come and get your lighter. Because I would expect people to give me my shit back.
To the streets now.
But, niggas out here returning lighters, so I might just keep this.
It's nice. It's a big, so.
You know what I mean? So, let's spark it on up. All what right. You smoking?
The strand is called Platinum.
Platinum Kush?
Platinum Kush, yeah. Nice. Platinum and, it's a hybrid strand, correct?
Yeah. What do you usually be smoking?
So, to be honest.
Go ahead.
I trust my weed man.
I probably already know what you're about to say. Go ahead.
We have a very extensive, we built a lot of trust over the years. Our relationship's been dope. Mm-hmm. He just be offering me all this shit and he ain't fucked me over. He tells me what it is, but I don't keep up with the names. So we just gonna act like, you know, I know what it is, but I mean, I don't remember what it is. Like, put it like that. And I'm okay with that.
So, all right. So if at any given point,
don't try to
I pull up on you.
Don't try to clown.
And you got some bud, and I'm like, yo, what's this?
I'm gonna find out what it is because you want to know. But for me personally,
but you're not gonna know off the top. You're gonna have to do some research.
Is that a requirement? Like the fuck? Is that a requirement?
It's not a requirement, but I think you should definitely know what strain you're smoking.
Put it like this: for the most part, I know if I'm smoking a upper or a downer because I, you know, the mood I want to be in. So I'm not really like a connoisseur in that way. I just smoke to. Yeah, don't try to do that. Don't try to do this. Let's talk about what's the next topic.
Sidebar: whoever left this shit, it died. So I'm digging in the lighter box again. Yeah, this is my lighter. I got a
blue lighter.
I got a seahorse.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Shout out to the Pisces. Hey, water signs.
Water signs.
We lit.
Shout out to Aquariuses too when we talk about water signs. Are they water signs? Water, like
water bears.
So water bears.
Yeah, it's different. But
I don't know about these horoscope shits. If I'm really being honest.
You don't know off the top of your head. You don't know that. Like, you're supposed to know that off the top. Like,
but I'm not indulging, you know what I'm saying? In horoscopes like
you're supposed
that.
To know.
You're indulging in weed. You're supposed to know what you're smoking. What you talking about?
Told you don't try to
clown. Anywho. I am smoking some Gelato 41. Nice. Definitely a hybrid. I spoke about Gelato like 2 episodes ago. And I almost went down a fucking vast rabbit hole with Ariel about what's a hybrid and what's a sativa. And if you just go on Leafly and just
Leafly is the shit.
Keep going. It's gonna drag. So yeah, man.
Can I ask you a question?
Go ahead.
At what point in your life, what age did you start really studying the different strands and the, you know, different qualities and things of that nature?
When I started smoking heavy, that had to be about, I wanna say, 6 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah, I just started getting into like different strains, like super, because when I first started smoking, I started out with smoking loud. Like, and when I learned about Reggie, I was just like, that shit is nasty.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I'm smoking all of this loud, medicinal bud, top shelf bud, and I'm just like, yo, this is fire. This is fire. This is fire. And like, I got to, I want to say around like 24, 25, I'm starting to get into different ways to, you know what I mean, intake weed, you know what I mean, like consume it. Bombs, bowls, edibles, all these different shits. I'm meeting, you know, weirder people. They introducing me to, you know what I mean, shrooms and psychedelics and shit. Yeah. You know what I mean? They breaking shit down for me. So off rip, I was just drawn to that. You know what I mean? So, and now I feel like I'm a connoisseur with the rest of my connoisseurs. Like, who really know what the fuck they smoking, what the fuck other people are smoking, the doses, how to... I don't really give a fuck about doses because I be wanting to get people fucked up. especially when it comes to
edibles. That's very,
I don't care about your edible dose. Pack that shit.
Very consistent at getting people fucked up. Shout out to Punchline Punch.
Alright.
Are we allowed to take breaks on this show? Or
what you mean? Are you?
We have to smoke out. Okay, because I was just wondering if it's okay, because when I've seen episodes, I don't really see people
necessarily put it out.
I see people hold on to smoke the whole time, so I'm just wondering what the rules are.
So so the Reggie News, since we're getting into it, right? The Reggie News is gonna have two parts today. Part one is gonna be about what's going on in the world. The second part is gonna be about what happened last week. Okay? So let's just brush over it real quick.
Let's go.
You know what I mean? We know this past Monday was Columbus Day.
Indigenous Day.
Indigenous Day. Word. Happy Indigenous Day. Belated Indigenous Day. And what I found out, or what I saw, were the statues in Boston, Minnesota, and Virginia are damaged, as in either pulled down or defaced. And am I allowed to say that? I'm a little happy about that. I mean, I know, listen, no offense to any of my Italian friends who done worship Christopher Columbus representing Italy and, you know what I mean, fucking Italian immigrants coming to America and being treated, you know what I mean, poorly and shit, and him representing y'all hope and all of that. I understand, but you have to understand that Christopher Columbus fucking wiped out an entire indigenous race just to settle on America. And because of that, pull that nigga down from these statues, off with his head.
Can't be mad at that.
Can't be mad at that. And granted, you know, Italian Americans are getting really riled up about this. And I even seen one citizen talking about how the protesters are being hypocrites by defacing a Columbus statue, you know, basically saying don't do the same thing, don't be about the same type of, you know, values that he had, and, you know, just going into somebody else's neighborhood and, right, you know, ripping their shit down. But I'm just like,
maybe they don't. All right,
so let me put it into this perspective. If Bill Cosby is if Bill Cosby has been charged with all of these rape allegations, meanwhile, he's been a pivotal representative of the positive black role model in our society, as far as black people are concerned, as far as black culture is concerned. And all of that comes to light. A lot of people are pushing him to the side. I'm not saying that, you know what I mean, Bill Cosby is as great as Columbus. Well, fuck Columbus. Fuck that. Sidebar. I'm just saying that you see how everybody tore Bill Cosby down? And we kind of can't stand behind him because it's just like, yo, you've done this to women. You basically had sex with over, what, like 50 women without their consent? That was in the past. We supposed to just overlook that? Like, granted, you've done a lot of great for all of us as far as, like, representation and how we should be presented on TV.
Right.
But we gotta put you to the side for that. So I feel like if over the years of me being in my youth all the way up to adulthood, I've learned that Christopher Columbus was not the great savior of America, did not discover this place. Instead, he slaughtered an entire fucking indigenous people.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No. Y'all better push him to the side too. Nah, we not about that.
You have a point, you know?
We not about that.
You have a point.
So, in my eyes, you only defending this dude and only defending these statues staying up? If you about that. Smoking words. DM me if you disagree. Now.
Here we go.
Part two. OYB was a guest on the show last week, and he didn't practice Weed a Kit number four, which was Know Your Limit.
Yeah, definitely.
And to be honest, it's almost my fault because I kind of felt the taps on my leg. But I'm just like, I'm moving my leg. I'm just moving my leg like, yeah. Yo, this nigga too close. Yeah. And then he like gave me an actual tap. He was just like, nah, I got a dip. And life ended as we know it. Nah, I'm not saying life ended. I'm just saying, now, you know what I mean? When people be like, yo, I died last night. That was basically the situation. Yeah. You know what I mean? And we just had to get him together. We couldn't even continue the episode with him. But shouts to the whole crew, like, because they really helped out and shit. So
you have a really great crew. Excellent crew.
Excellent crew. Shouts to the crew. But yeah.
How is he?
He's actually fine. He's actually okay with everything that happened. He
as long as he's okay.
He posted the incident himself. It was on my live. He posted it himself.
As long as he's okay, then that's good. Do you drink this often yourself?
Yeah.
This shit is intensely strong, bro.
Is it intensely strong? Why? You high?
Are you putting this in a... I am. Actually, I am. Are you planning on putting this in stores? Because you should.
Yeah.
This is a good party beverage.
I'm trying to give them the Four Loko without the Four Lokos.
Yeah. We don't want
You know what I mean? We don't want that. All of that fucking... All of them shits that they put in that shit to make you get fucked up. No. This is just liquor and juice.
Yeah.
This is just liquor and juice.
It's a lot to deal with. I'm drinking a lot of water.
That's why you gotta sip.
I got my water right here. I'm ready.
I'm gonna urge that all guests have water.
Extra water.
You know what I mean? Bring your water. Bring your little wet rag if you feel like it's too hot. You know what I mean? Not everybody is strong enough to handle what I'm putting down. Not strong enough to pick up what I'm putting down. So, I would say come prepared. Supply yourself, which is Weed a Kit number two, and Know Your Limit, Weed a Kit number four. Okay? That's some Reggie news for your ass. Shouts to OYB. I seen him on live the other day. He was pretty good. He's smoking and drinking again. I'm just like, I hope you don't pass out where he at that time. So, anywho, enough with the Reggie. Let's get into some live news. Now, Reggie news is basic news. Loud news is news that pertains to weed. So, when we go to the news that pertains to some weed. Maine's first weekend of legal cannabis. Sales tops 250K. As soon as that shit went legal, niggas ran to the store. Let's go. Officials in Maine reported on Tuesday that licensed retailers sold more than $250,000 worth of cannabis products, $250,000 worth of cannabis products during the state's first weekend of legal recreational marijuana sales. The first retail cannabis dispensaries in Maine opened for business on Friday, nearly 4 years after voters approved recreational marijuana sales for adults in 2016.
Shout out to Maine. That shit cool. Bring that shit to Texas. Shit.
What's the weed culture like in Texas?
I mean, it's cool. It's level. We get work. Shout out to you know. It's cool. We good.
Y'all good.
But I want it to be legalized, but I don't want it to be legalized because then you gotta wonder, like, you know.
What's really gonna change if it's legal?
I feel like things will change because it's gonna be more. It's like, you know, with groceries at the grocery store, you go get produce and it's sprayed with pesticides. So when you let, you know, it's a free market now to plant and grow marijuana. People are going to do what they have to do to cut corners because that's just in the nature of people.
Okay.
So that's where I'm
coming from. I didn't think people of that. I'm just thinking, the streets is about to get flooded.
It's also it's a positive and a negative to everything. So when you grow your own or you go to certain, you know, farmer, you good. But if you allow everybody, you just run in the store and you buy everybody, you got like McCormick, You got McCormick weave. You got, you know, Hunt's weave. You got French's weave. You know, you got all these different. You don't. It's just crazy. I know y'all understand.
Nah, I definitely understand. I definitely understand. I'm from Brooklyn. When K2 hit the streets, niggas ran to the corner store. Niggas was
in the hospital.
Up in arms because niggas ran out of K2 in the corner store. I'm going to admit, I smoked K2 once. I smoked K2 one time only because this chick. All right, so I'm hanging out with my friends in Queens. Okay. And one of my friends happens to know this chick who works at this factory. And this factory is basically a weed manufacturing factory. So she pulls it out and I'm just like, this weed looks a little different. You know what I mean? If you ever seen K2, K2 is basically like fucking, it's basically weed crumbs. It's crushed up weed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Shake. It's a whole cup full of shake and it's like dark green and the leaves are like extra fine. So we smoking that shit and I'm just like, This not no regular weed. I mean, like, it's not loud, but it's I don't know. It just made me feel a little lightheaded. It felt like I was smoking a cigarette. My mans who was with me, like my nigga who fell out last week, he ain't fall out, but he was sweating. He was fucking just in a corner, just dead off of smoking K2. And we had a conversation about that shit afterwards. Like, yeah, that wasn't no weed, son. Shorty manufactured that K2 at whatever warehouse that she worked
at.
That's what I'm saying. And she brought that shit with us. And it fucked my mans up. And I knew something was off. Because I'm like, this shit, it smell weird.
I don't understand why I tried it.
What the fuck?
You were never able to trace where it came from.
So I knew where it came from. After
K2?
I mean, Not like the actual manufacturer of K2, but I know that shit be in the corner stores. To this day, K2 is still in the corner store. If you go in a hood, in a corner store, K2 is there. Right in the glass. Like, they not playing. It's still there. I don't know who is still buying that shit, but kill yourself. Because, what the fuck? How? Why? For what reason would you ever have to smoke K2? I don't get it. Just smoke a cigarette or black and mild for all that shit. You want to get lightheaded? You want to feel dizzy? Absolutely not. So, enough of that.
I never tried it. And that's one thing I'm proud to say. I never tried.
Yeah.
I never tried that
shit.
And
if somebody introduced you to some weed that looked crazy.
Yeah, it never seemed appealing, though.
Mm.
It's not actual weed. That's what I'm saying. Like, things get cut.
Synthetic weed.
If you put it in the store, things get cut because it's cheaper to exactly, and that's the thing that I don't want to see happen. That's the only reason I, you know. Dispensaries, like that's a big market to cut some shit.
So I see what you're talking about because you know what I mean how the hood basically flooded through corner stores like oh shit weed $5 now like a whole job like
it's never weed.
It may end up being the same thing. So. I mean, that goes into another episode, which is shedding light on knowing your crowd, knowing who you smoking with, and knowing what you smoking. You know what I mean? So, that's one weed kit, but we need to get into the weed kit for today.
Which is?
Weed kit numero ocho. Keep out of reach of children. Weed kit number 8. Keep out of reach of children. When I say keep out of reach of children, I mean, as a parent, and mind you, these weeder kits were created by me. So a good portion of them, I feel like, are my opinion, but you can take them as fact because I feel like they all shape us to be better people at the end of the day. So when I say keep out of reach of children, don't smoke around your kids, don't have your weed out around your kids for them to pick up and be like, oh, what's this, mommy, daddy? Don't talk about it openly and freely around your kids. And when I say around your kids, I'm clearly talking about the kids who are obviously too young to be exposed to certain shit. You know what I mean? Because no, weed isn't bad, but I still feel like it's some grown shit, just like drinking is. You know what I mean? You're not old enough to handle this yet. I'm not going to have this in front of you. But let me see if my guest agrees.
No. Hell no.
Why hell no?
Because
hell
no? It's a concept of it's showing basically like a really, it's showing a really bad concept that a parent has to be this shining example of perfection.
You don't have to be perfectionist.
But you're not allowed to do anything, even if it's something that's not bad. Yeah. You're not allowed to do certain things in front of your child, knowing that your child is going to be exposed to this at some point in their youth. And you being the one to expose them to certain realities versus the world.
Are you going to fuck in front of your child?
Of course not. I have. But, I mean, I wouldn't do that right now because they're older. But when they were younger, when they were smaller, of course, me and daddy got down. Like, what you mean? Like, of course we did. Like, you know.
Oh, man.
That's how it was. Anyway, yeah, so.
Texas different. Nah. Go ahead. Speak your truth.
Anyway. so, yeah. Children should be exposed to certain realities by their by their immediate trusted families. Mm-hmm. Now, I know that that's a far-fetched statement, and it really is. I understand. But the first, like,
because there's reasons why I come up with these weed kits. In most situations, where I've seen parents smoking around their children, no offense to the few friends I have that do, but I know I've always felt uncomfortable about it.
Yeah.
Mainly because my mother didn't expose me to that shit. Yeah. Mainly because I was always presented to it as it being some grown shit. Oh, get out of here. They smoking weed.
More than likely, that's probably the reason why you feel the way you feel. And that's okay because that's what you've been conditioned to believe. You know what I mean? And it's okay. Everybody's brought up differently.
You're right. But at the same time,
it doesn't negate a level of success.
Yeah.
It doesn't like stunt the child's growth. It's an exposure. That's a healthy exposure.
I feel like
I'm gonna talk. Of course, I've already, because I'm Sparkle Bailey. Uh-huh. For God's sake. Of course, I talked to my children about sex when they were young.
Okay.
Because I would rather introduce them to the concept of what sex is. Not saying that, you know, let's go have sex in front of the kids. It's cool. You know, not like that. Excuse me. Not like that. But opening up for conversation so that one day that they're, you know, when they're feeling themselves in a certain way, mm-hmm. they come to you and they ask you questions. That's the best type of relationship to have with your child. When your child can trust you enough to come to you and say, hey, I'm thinking about this, I'm thinking about that, blah, blah, blah. Like, that's what you want.
Mm-hmm.
But if you shelter a child from, like, do you feel like there's anything wrong with smoking weed? Just that question alone.
In general, no.
Just that question alone. Don't answer anything else. Like, if you feel like there's nothing wrong.
It has to be a sub answer to that.
But just hear me out real quick. If you can say that it's okay to smoke weed, you don't really see anything wrong with smoking weed.
I don't see anything wrong with drinking either.
It's something that is socially acceptable, but at the same time, like, there's a level of judgment attached that is unnecessary. And some people can, you know, buy into that. Some people don't have to buy into that. Like, there are certain things that you don't want to expose your child to, like crack. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't want to share crack with your child. You don't want to give your child heroin. But there are things that like weed and certain alcoholic beverages, you know, at some point. Not when they're 4 or 5 or 6. But when that's...
So when did you...
I haven't done that.
No, I'm saying, when did you... Like, have you been smoking in front of your children all their lives?
I've, yes.
Like, since birth?
Not since birth, because I didn't smoke at that point. But when I was smoking, I I did.
How old were they? If you don't mind me asking.
I mean, I have to remember.
You have to remember. Damn, you smoke a lot of weed.
It helps. It really does. It helps.
All right. So my sub-answer to your question was, all right, so you asked me, is smoking weed bad generally? No, it's not. Okay. Not at all. However, I feel like my decisions in life would have been slightly altered if I tried this shit a little too early. You know what I mean? One of my mans, he always say, yo, if I would have started smoking weed in high school, I probably would have never graduated. And granted, I don't think that I would feel the same way, but I kind of feel him on some level. Because it's just like, yo, you got to think about it. 15, 16-year-old me smoking weed, I ain't developed the tough exterior that I have now. I would have been geeking. Like some nigga who can't hang. Like the nigga last week. I mean, I've had my moments. I've had my run-ins with being a little bit too smacked. You know what I mean? I forgot what episode it was, but if you look at the pre-recorded video before one of the episodes, I think it was episode 6, but I got dragged out of an elevator. That was the night that I earled everywhere and motherfuckers had to put me in a cab to go home. Like, I done had those nights. But at the same time, I feel like if I would have did this at a much younger age, shit would have been different for me. I don't think I would have focused too much on school.
So, to that's understandable.
Yeah. But
it's how it's introduced. If you're raised that an adult shouldn't do this, an adult shouldn't show you the right way to do this, then you're kind of done a little bit of a disadvantage because you get an up-close view of how to do it appropriately. Mm-hmm. And that's where your family and your tribe come in to explain how to do things appropriately and protect you in teaching you how to do things appropriately.
Good point. Let's talk about the tribe. The tribe of Black culture in its entirety. And the other Black folk that I was living with and around when it comes to the projects in Brownsville, Brooklyn. I'm not saying it's just based off of my experience. I'm speaking about this based off of others, based off of shit I've seen, not just shit having to do with my family in particular. But like other families that I've been around, it's like you said, like it should be done right. But it's a lot of there's a lot, way more situations where the shit is done wrong.
Yeah,
and that's really what I'm preaching to. The people that I'm preaching to when it comes to this weed kit. You know what I mean? Because y'all are not doing the due diligence to explain this lifestyle to your children in a fashion that is respectable. You know what I mean? You just smoking with your boyfriend on the couch, letting the baby run around in diapers. Blowing the smoke. Hot fire. They don't even know what smoke is, really. Not fire smoke, not stove smoke, not none of that. But they running through weed smoke at 5 years old. That's the shit I'm really talking about. They doing it.
I don't doubt that that's happening.
They doing it. Leaving the crusher, the grinder, and all the other shit out for their babies to just pick up.
This affects him, y'all. Please stop doing this. Please. This affects RB.
It affects y'all. And when I talk about the education of it, let's go into actual education. I've been a part of the school system.
Yeah.
One time we caught two kids smoking in the bath. In my eyes, it's just like, yeah, y'all have, first of all, how did y'all get access to this so freely? Second of all, how dumb can you be to blow it down And like I listen, I'm in a respectable building at this point. So it's like, you know you're gonna get caught. Yeah. You know this shit is loud. It was just like, yo, it just proved that number one, somebody's not paying attention to you. Number two, nobody's educating you. Number three, nobody's at least putting you on how to move. We got another episode where the Weeder Kit is learn how to move. Cause some of y'all be in these atmospheres just blowing it the fuck up and you don't know that. Well, you know, but I don't know if you care or not, but you bring in unnecessary attention to yourself. You got to pause the bricks. But that's another story.
Yeah.
So I'm just like,
you be going in, bro.
I have to go in. Because if I don't go in, who is?
Y'all, please stop doing whatever y'all doing. It's affecting RB. Please stop.
It's not just affecting me. It's affecting them, too. Because
yeah, then all they
kids want to do is fucking smoke weed without the real education about how you're supposed to fucking consume this shit.
What are you... I feel everything you're saying. I feel you. Tell me this. What are you willing to do to help alleviate that issue?
What am I
that
willing
specific
to do?
Issue? What are you willing to do?
I can't go into other people's friends and tell them how to live their
I don't
want to
hear what you can't do. I don't want to hear what you can't do. Tell me what you can do.
What I'm doing right now, being a public speaker about it, you know what I mean? Bringing awareness to it. That's what I'm doing. You know what I mean? If y'all look in the mirror and y'all feel like this is you, then maybe you at least put your baby in the next room. At least send your child to the next room. Something. And then at an age where you feel like they can process exactly what you're doing and understand that, okay, maybe one day you'll be introduced to this where you can do it yourself. But, you know what I mean? Like, the reason why I even got into weed was because, number one, I did it at my own pace. I don't ever feel like I was rushed or peer pressured into it. Shout out to another episode called Peer Pressure.
Nice.
Yeah. I did it at my own pace. And a lot of it was because, like, people started, you know what I mean, letting me know that, yo, it's just a plant. It's not that bad. And, like, I've had the bad, but I've seen the good. But at the same time, I really feel like that, you know what I mean? Just like alcohol, some shit should just be left to being grown shit. And I feel like weed is some grown shit because it alters your way of thinking. It alters how you feel. It alters, like, your thought process. Kids don't need to be exposed to this. Some kids, most kids, like 95% of kids, because there's some baby geniuses out here who have shown me that they are the most mature motherfuckers in this world. And they can have intellectual conversations and be able to process how the world works and different shit like that. I'm not talking about them, but most kids don't know what the fuck is going on. Especially from the grade school to junior high school range. When you come to high school, it you know what I mean? It varies a little bit. Everybody don't try weed in high school. Not me, but you know, I've seen a lot of success stories come out of people who even dibble-dabbled in weed in high school because everybody
Can I ask you a question?
Go ahead.
What makes you think that if a child is exposed to marijuana, that they're absolutely going to follow in the footsteps of being a marijuana user?
It depends on the influence. If your parent is smoking heavily every day and you see that and you're exposed to that,
you're definitely going to become that.
I feel like 9 times out of 10. Yes.
You heard it here. You heard it first.
Because kids mirror what their parents do. That's why you got kids cursing out teachers in the fucking classroom. Because that's all they're exposed to. They mama cursing them out when they get up in the morning. Nah, fuck out of here. Blah, blah, blah. Y'all never get the fuck up and get out of my house. Blah, 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 blah. And now your 7-year-old is in first grade telling people to suck his dick. Like, it's crazy. It's crazy. We got to lead the youth in better ways, people. And I only say this because, number one, weed is still illegal.
In some states.
in some states, right? Shouts to Maine.
But it's exactly, shout out to Maine. But it's that's another thing. Like, it's legal in a lot of the states that we live in. So it's like, what are you really tripping for if it's becoming legalized? What is the issue with?
I mean, I did say it's mind altering.
No, it is mind
altering. Just like alcohol.
I'm not talking about having a child consume any of these things. I'm talking about introducing the child to the concept of what something is. Even if you don't smoke, say you have two parents that don't smoke at all, still sitting down with their child and introducing them to the concept of what things are.
Yeah.
And how to, this is what that looks like. This is what that looks like. Like, you know. Like,
Yes. I urge y'all to have these conversations. I just know that y'all not. That's why this reading kit is valid. You know what I mean? Y'all should have this conversation just like you have an alcohol conversation, just like you having a sex conversation. But have the conversation. Don't just be blowing down in your toddler face. That's what I'm saying. You know what I mean?
I agree with you.
Keep that shit away from them, and then when they're at a certain age where you know shit is being, you know what I mean, exposed to them, then you gotta have those conversations. But that's the moral of this story. We can move on to the hot box. Okay. If you want to do that.
Let's go.
You know what the hot box is? Mm-hmm. All right, the hot box is a hot topic question box.
Okay.
With a whole bunch of paraphernalia on it. It looked like a kindergarten did.
Okay.
But I didn't. And I don't care.
Okay.
And I ain't even get a chance to tell y'all what I put on the hot box last time because of what happened last week. But I put some Blistex on there because, you know, when you're smoking, you got to keep your, you know what I mean? Your lips could get chapped. Your lips could get dry from all that fucking cotton mouth and shit. You got to make sure you, you know what I mean? Put that on. But this week, you already know, cross-branding, punchline, punch sticker right on the side. So, when it comes to the hot box, you can dig in the hot box. Don't look at the question. Just find a piece of paper and pull it out. Mm-hmm.
Mm. Okay.
Read it out loud.
What blows your high?
What blows your high? What blows your high?
Bad news.
Bad news?
Yeah. When I'm chilling and I get hit with some bad news, Depending on how bad it is. Yeah, because sometimes I just be like, you know what, fuck it, it is what it is. But like, really, really, really bad news. That's what I can think that blows my eye.
I feel like really bad news blows everybody's eye. Like, what's like a random thing that like blows your eye like that? Like somebody wouldn't expect.
Somebody dying.
No, that's gonna blow anybody high.
Well, you asked me. I was just telling you.
Like, Grant, all right. So can you give me another one?
Okay, let me think.
Like something random, something that kind of like grinds your gears, like a pet peeve to you personally.
When people smack when they eat.
So if we mad high, and I got the munchies, we will never eat together again, ever.
That's,
you want some of that chicken sparkle?
I can't do that. I can't do that. That should have blown my heart for real. That should have blown my heart.
You see that energy?
Please don't do that around me. Please don't do that.
Yeah, don't do that.
I'm so serious.
You that ass. I see your face.
What blows your heart? You tell me what blows your heart.
What blows my heart? People not following these fucking weedicans. That's what blows my heart. You know what I mean?
Word.
Nah, but straight facts. But what blows my high, for real, people I can't have a conversation with, and just anybody, not just like a love interest, but like people I really can't have a conversation with. If I can't have a conversation with you, and you just like one of those people who just be just talking and just, no, those are, yeah, just talking, like talking. And you talking, and you just keep talking, and you just keep talking. Everybody done been like, yeah. Mm-hmm. And you just keep talking. Like, you can't read the room. You can't fucking, like, process other people's fucking body language or energy. You just keep talking. Just talking. Just can't stop. It's another topic every 2 seconds. And you're just like, yeah, yeah, cool. You watching a movie. And you just can't stop talking. Like, that really, yeah, that really blows mine. Like, fuck a conversation.
There it is.
You just talking, just keep just talking. Fuck, just shut the fuck up.
You hate when people talk through the movie? You hate that?
Yo. But like, cause I went to the school for television and film. Like, I want to write.
Shut the fuck up.
I want to write movies. So anytime you see me watching a movie, shut the fuck up. It's 10 times extra. Shut the fuck up for those people who just can't stop talking. You just talk.
Yeah, please stop talking during the movie. It's affecting him. Please. Please stop.
Yo. Bailey, Sparkle, I'm so happy you came today.
Me too.
I feel like you gave some very great insight. And
I do that
I will take with me personally. But I feel like my leader kit still stands.
It's cool.
Because we can disagree and still be on the same page. Now, let the people know where they can find you, what you got going on. What's poppin' with Sparkle Bailey?
Shout out to Houston, Texas. Thank you so much for having me on the podcast. I really appreciate it. Smoking words, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Follow this podcast. This has really been fun. I've enjoyed everybody's hospitality. Y'all can follow me at Salad City HQ. We are Houston's very first Black-owned salad restaurant.
Salad I am super City? Proud.
Salad City HQ, like Salad headquarters. City. Salad City.
You making salads now?
I'm making salads now.
Oh, she making salads now.
And they are like huge Texas size, full of love in a bowl, full of integrity in a bowl.
You it is. Toss them
it's
salads.
An amazing experience. Oh my God. It's an amazing experience. And I guess it would be appropriate. Should I say that?
What?
Should I say that? It's just like, you know, the whole Sparkle Bailey thing.
Uh-huh.
It's crazy because.
Go ahead.
I'm trying to figure out how can I politically correctly say this. You know what I'm saying? Like,
listen, I've been in politically correct since episode one.
The whole sex part of me, the sex ed part of me, uh-huh. The sex educator part of me, the part that wants everybody to communicate effectively.
Yeah.
Even me, I'm learning myself how to communicate effectively as I go through this journey. I want to see people who want to come on this journey. You know, uh-huh. Like just we all learn how to better effectively communicate in our worlds. That's basically what that's about.
Like
that's
just sexual that's the whole true spirituality. Podcast.
Just getting to know yourself and how to communicate with other people that you're compatible with.
Okay. Type I like
shit.
That.
Type shit.
I like
but that's
that.
The podcast. We'll talk about the podcast in a second. Salad City HQ. And see, like, the thing is, like, the whole eat the salad, toss the salad.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of knew that was going to be a thing, and I still ran with it anyway because I was like, that shit kind of makes sense. Like, you know, Sparkle Bailey. But I want people to...
Go ahead.
I want people to understand... Sparkle Bailey as a sex educator and an effective communicator, and then also understand Sparkle Bailey as a businesswoman and as a restaurant owner, Houston's very first salad restaurant. And like, that's what it is. So thank you for the opportunity to be able to share the whole truth podcast, HOLE truth podcast, mm-hmm. The whole truth podcast. Follow me there as well, where we talk about some adult topics and how to effectively communicate to get what you want.
Hey,
pretty much.
I like it's that.
Simple concept.
So follow Salad City
HQ
and the whole truth podcast.
Hey.
You know what I mean? Make sure you follow Smoking Words, that smoke, the letter N, words with a Z at the end. Powered by Sirens NYC. Make sure you follow them. Make sure you follow the whole phase coming back soon. I can't wait.
Yes.
And make sure you follow Punchline Punch.
I survived, y'all. I brought my water, though.
Look in the camera and tell them you survived.
I literally survived. I survived. My cup is still very full. I'm going to take this to go because this shit is real. Listen.
Yeah.
I survived, though. I made it.
She made it. Matt Classic Films, Robbie. Yo, we out of here. Yeah, we want to smoke some more.
You didn't say you.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't say me. Fuck. Okay. Damn. I knew something was missing. Anywho. Yeah, like I said, follow Punchline Punch. And I got the bud, I got the drinks, and I got the bars too, because I spit bars too. So make sure you follow me at Punchlines with a Z, the letter R, the letter B, real easy. Now I can get the fuck out of here and smoke some more.
And we're out.